All right, Ian Trottier here for Discussions of Truth. And, folks, it's been a while since I did any type of episode, contributed any type of content. I am right now waiting for Freedom Reserve No More Lies to be published. I used an editor over the summer that gave it 3 passes. Manuscript is now being formatted with the publisher. The publisher is Trinday. The interesting thing about Trinday, and we should be published here very soon. The interesting thing about Trinday is Trinday published and worked with Anthony Sutton, the late Anthony Sutton, who's a former Stanford Hoover Institute fellow that basically exposed the corruption in the behind the Federal Reserve and the strings tying the Federal Reserve to the Rockefeller, and from my view and research and understanding, to the Skull and Bone Society at Yale. Very important to consider that, because the Skull and Bone Society seemed to be the American branch via Adam Weishaupt of the German incepted group known as the, formerly known as the Perfectionists, and otherwise known as the Illuminati, the Illuminated Ones. That is nothing more than a infiltration route of the, and I'm stepping out there and saying this. This is based off of my understanding of the Jesuit branch of the Vatican, which is a military order. Okay, so when you look at you hear the buzzword, the Illuminati, and certainly you find Thomas Jefferson writing about that, the Illuminati, the Illuminated Ones, are a real and legitimate threat to democracy and your Constitution, and remain so, because they control all of your economic happenings as a country. So, typically, when you start speaking about the Federal Reserve, many people will say, well, that's conspiracy theory. Well, hold on. Let's look at some of the rights here that are being shot down by allowing the Federal Reserve to continue to operate behind closed doors, essentially, of your government. The Federal Reserve is unconstitutional, is one argument. I believe it's Section 1, Article 8 of that Constitution, which calls for a printing of coins. And you have, obviously, coining of coins is my understanding. You can correct me on that terminology, but this is why the Constitution calls for coins and not paper money. Because there is, once you get into a receipt, which is what paper money is, it's a note of receipt. Then you're getting into like fractional reserve banking, and there's simply no value behind those receipts. What comes out of the Fed gets re-loaned up to 10 times by commercial banks. This is very elementary knowledge, and do correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm not saying that everybody needs to be walking around with coins in pocket to pay for goods. But what I do see is that a gold standard, for instance, needs to return to the economy of things, your petrodollar is basically squashed. And the United States economy, which is at a $31 trillion federal debt functioning deficit, continues to spiral and sink out of control. I don't have any economic experience behind me. This is simply based off of my common knowledge. And most Americans don't really even want to consider even looking at this issue. And you step back and you look at the worldometer or the world debt clock. Take a look at the world debt clock, and you see those numbers spiraling upward vastly by the millisecond. The United States, China, Russia, England, all of these countries have federal or national debts. Well, those are all regulated by various organizations, but one instrumental organization being the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, which regulate all the central banks globally. So this is something that you need to be concerned about, and if you are an activist in any way, you need to be writing your local leaders, state, federal, county. You need to urge people to do something about it. The Federal Reserve Act passed in 1913 under Woodrow Wilson requires an act of Congress to be retracted. And there are a few politicians. I'm going to mention Anthony Sabatini, is running for the federal seat out of Florida. That is one such person that has called for that to be retracted. So why, therefore, why is economy and the financial instrument known as money, why is it so important to understanding the hidden mechanics behind existence, how you live your life? Because that is basically the backbone of how you operate and function in society. Why digital currency is a threat to your rights? Because right now, being implemented in parts around the globe and mainly in China, you have a social credit system that's been enacted, which essentially means you don't operate in that society unless you behave yourself according to the policies and terms of that government, the social credit system. So why this was an alarm globally? Because a global organization like the World Health Organization was able to implement their will internationally based off of a virus. The threat of a virus that really had no more threat level than your average flu, your annual flu. Yet they were able to close down the middle class, close down shops, bar people from interacting with one another unless they were masked and or vaccinated. If this is simply a far-fetched conspiracy theory for you, then I would, urge you to take a look at a couple of the articles that I've written on my website to help further understand a broader spectrum of the integration of technology and how humans are living their life currently under the umbrella of various governments. It's a very important issue, and if you think this is conspiracy theory, yet you support your constitutional rights, then you're, at least in my view, on the right track. I have not been interviewing folks past couple months. Will likely be starting that back up. I have been working never so off and on with the Social Media Freedom Foundation.org, Jason Fick, who is trying to do his best to try to keep your rights enacted online to protect your freedom of speech, freedom not to be censored for your opinion or your research, and freedom to press or post what you desire. Outside of that, I've been working with a startup in the media industry to strengthen efforts in the media world to continue your ability, again, to speak freely. I was speaking with a fellow from Brooklyn. This individual happened to be African American. And he and I were speaking for about an hour over his concern of not being able to voice his opinion in public without being somehow reprimanded. And things are, things are worse in some areas of the country than they are in others. But in New York, things are bad. In Los Angeles, things are bad. Primarily in Atlanta, things are bad. And things sparse in Seattle are bad. These are areas that are becoming socialized, and therefore limiting your ability to express yourself freely as a human being. This socialization basically demanding you conform to what? Because you can argue that the United States Federal Republic that represents your constitutional rights is being smashed to bits, and you no longer have constitutional rights. And in various areas of this country, that serves to be true. It seems that people are moving out of, for instance, the state of California at a very high rate because the current regime that occupies California, which is a very similar string to the regime that occupies D.C., is a socialist-leaning form of government. It's a regime. As I think the Gateway Pundit has alluded to, and I believe even people on the far right of things, if you will, like Tucker Carlson has done the same. Was the election stolen? Every indication shows that, yes, there was fraud. However, I'll mention that the Collier brothers printed a book over 10 years ago that shows that every election for the U.S. presidency has been fraudulent since the time of Lyndon B. Johnson, that there has been a collusion between IBM and mainstream media, i.e. the Council on Foreign Relations, since that time. So that would mean that, yes, you Reagan lovers, or you Bush lovers, or you Clinton or Obama lovers, you have simply been thrown into a polarization of politics in the United States, which is unconstitutional. It's meant to divide, because an outside threat, for instance, it can move in a stealth manner, in a hidden manner, into your way of life by controlling elements of your government. You don't even realize it's there, and they will divide you. They will purposely aim to divide, because out of a division comes an opportunity to conquer. Order out of chaos is the saying. So that's exactly what's happening in the United States, but it's nothing new. What's happening is that it's becoming more polarized. The divide is becoming more evident. But it has been happening for decades. It just hasn't strengthened the way that it has now. And frankly, you need to stand up. Because if my words and message resonate with you, you need to take a stand for your Constitution. Now, this, if you will, enemy, which is cloaked in the dark of night, because they cloak themselves, again, as I mentioned by opening up this episode, behind the mask of economy, controlling your financial strengths. Look at something called a Hegelian dialectic. I think Frederick Hegel had various dialectics, but the main dialectic is known as the Hegelian dialectic. Anthony Sutton speaks about it, former Stanford Hoover fellow. Look at that in regards to conquering a country. Now, the CIA has been conquering countries financially for a long time. John Perkins is a guy that wrote the book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And that's exactly what he was hired to do, was move into a country, force them to strap their arms behind their back and do the corporate will, sign the corporate agreements, to benefit, for instance, American corporations. And the alternative, of course, is assassination and or some type of military action. But the first course of action is to infiltrate the country economically. And my argument by my research is that that is what has happened to the United States since 1913. So it has long been infiltrated. So you have to then ask yourself, what types of organizations internationally look on a scale of international control and would be doing that type of invasion to conquer? That is a question that is answered in the book, Freedom Reserve, No More Lies. And I stand by all the research that I've done and or opinions that I make in that book. And that is left for you to make accurate conclusions yourself based off of the resources that I provided. Now, if you do take the stand to simply stand idle by and say, well, Ian, I got my own house, I got my own company, I've got a couple million in the bank. What I'm saying is, if you take the position of being comfortable and simply not being interested in engaging in this type of fight for your country, I'm telling you, you're making a mistake. I'm telling you right now, you're making a mistake. I can't force you to take a stand. But if you have children, you are making a grave mistake for future generations. And if you are fighting for a change to the Constitution, I respect that and honor that. But know that I conflict with your point of view. I simply do. I am not going to accept it without putting up a vocal fight and literary fight that draws on my conclusions to defend the Constitution and keep it intact. And that means your ability and my ability and rights to bear arms and a Second Amendment right. What you'll find in my article, America, the European Banking Puppet, on my website, iantrottier.com, is a quick couple paragraphs that allude to the Mao Zedong tyranny regime in China. And that is one of the things that was accomplished under the Mao Zedong rule, was private ability and ownership of weapons was taken away from the Chinese people. Over the various decades of his rule, that country, by some estimates, lost 65 million people that were against his regime. This is the course that this country is taking right now. This is the road and the course that this country is taking right now. And whether it's going to be a left-wing rule or a right-wing rule, that is the divide and a type of tyrannic rule that I believe this country is in jeopardy of receiving. So if you sit on the left or you sit on the right, I'm telling you right now, the country and its constitutions that support its civil living need you to stand up and voice your opinion and say, basically, well, if I'm stand on the left of politics, I respect and support my neighbor or my friend or my coworker or my fellow American. I support their right to stand on the right. And we will simply vote out and receive a majority vote legally with audit if needed. And we will stand under that rule. But everyone's opinions, everyone's political stance will be honored and respected civilly and peacefully. And that is what needs to be happening right now in this country more than ever, because it's only going to get worse, folks. This condition is only going to intensify. This divide, this division, this polarization is only going to intensify, ladies and gentlemen, in this country. So you really must. You must take a stand, but more importantly, you must verbally agree and express yourself that you support and respect a conflicting political view than yours, and you do that peacefully. That's what's important. You can't allow social disruption to grow so much that corruption produces conflict. physical. That's what must be avoided. And we saw that a couple of years ago in places like Seattle. We saw that in places like Minnesota. We saw that in places like New York. Those things, those type of physical conflicts must be avoided. That's what I urge you to get involved in, is to basically respect and support verbally your fellow American on those stands. For instance, race discrepancies and race differences can easily be portrayed and construed as a cause for social injustice. Okay, that's really nothing new. I mean, there's been racism, if you will, during, I would suspect, the existence of the human being. I mean, you don't go into a restaurant or an establishment as a black person and look at every black person in there without making judgment. I mean, you as a human being don't look at another person, regardless of the race, without making some type of judgment. So not all black people like black people. Not all white people like white people. Not all Asians like Asians. I mean, you are going to look at another human being and, maybe you have a different hair color. You're going to make a judgment, and you're going to likely choose to interact with somebody that looks differently just based off of their physical appearance. That's just a fact. You choose a mate. Let's say you're heterosexual. You choose a mate based off of what you feel and see is something that you're attracted to. You're not attracted physically and sexually, if you will, to just everybody across the board. I mean, you make judgments. People make judgments every day in the way they interact in society, and that doesn't make you a greater person or a lesser person. That just means that you are choosing to do. You are choosing to interact with the person of your choice. And that needs to be respected. I mean, people don't go into a job interview and, the first resume gets chosen. You go through, this is competition. And discrimination based off of the way somebody looks is one thing, and performance is one thing. But my point is human beings are making these types of judgments based off of physical appearance. So a resume should be performance, but based off of physical appearance, every day, all the time. I mean, you're going to walk in to fill your gas up, walk into the store, you're going to look at the person behind the counter, you're going to make a judgment based off of their hairstyle, most likely, or based off of the fact that the person has an earring or doesn't have an earring, or the way this person speaks. So it's, the whole political correctness thing is gone way too far, and people need to agree to disagree. Agree to disagree that hey, you know what, you're a fellow American, and we're gonna let the social justice system, we're gonna let the voting system uphold itself. But that doesn't mean there's not corruption in both of those, because there are. And so it becomes your task, my task, to make sure that those types of corrupt differences be rooted out. All right, so this is some quick remarks. I haven't posted an episode now for, it's been a couple months, I suspect. I haven't looked at the last date, but I wanted to, at least for those of you who do follow and listen to me, I wanted to basically update you. A lot going on, and the Freedom Reserve No More Lies, this book is coming to you very soon. So get a copy, buy a copy for a friend. It's going to hit hard, and it will stretch the mind. So thanks for listening, IanTrottier.com. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, IanTrottier.